Our name is the RR Podcast. 5 years ago, we made it our mission to bring you the latest toku news in the craziest way possible. But after a plague of boring tokusatsu struck, it was up to us to save our podcast. To do this, we had to do something else. We had to discuss something else. Welcome to our season 6, episode 3.
We're going ghost!
Oh my god,
the box you used it on this one already? I was expecting that to be like the premiere title or something.
No, there was a bunch of them that Kiefer stole, so I can't ever use them. It's like the way like people can't use fan fiction in real TV shows, so like there was a couple of good ones that I thought about using that Kiefer like got inside my head. So I had to just go with the Danny Phantom one, and it's surprisingly hard to come up with a ghost pun, so. But they don't know what they've done. Expect a year full of Ghost Facers jokes, Ghost Hunters jokes, just any kind of ghost jokes, really. Danny Phantom, just Box Rider, like, I'm the Box Rider! You know? So, like, just get ready.
Did you say Ghost Rider already?
Yeah, I think that was one of the ones Kiefer might have said, but that's just way too obvious. I'll just call the episode where I want to do Ghost Rider Nicolas Cage. Like, that'll just be the episode title.
No, Ghost Rider, not Rider.
Writer?
The show, Ghost Rider.
So lost.
You never watched Ghost Rider?
No.
Oh, you're a bitch.
I've never heard of Ghost Rider.
Oh, no. You guys are the worst. I think it was on, like, PBS or something, and then it was on, like, Noggin.
Well, that explained it. I only watched the late-night program on PBS, Arthur. I mean, we already talked about how that was the guy of free school programming.
It was a ghost that would, like, spell things out. And, well, that doesn't sound as cool as it was. But oh, it helped God. The kids, like, solve mysteries and shit. It was cool.
Fuck kids. You know how I solve mysteries? Blue's Clues. We were street detectives with that puppy and the cayenne pepper and the salt and pepper. And we got the mail and we sung songs about it. We lived the life.
Mail Blue's time. Clues.
And Little Bear, Bear in the Big Blue House, just a lot of bears. Our childhood was just bears everywhere.
It was Barry excellent.
Exactly. That's why we like Barry Allen so much.
Yeah. It's all connected.
To bears.
The giant woodland creatures.
Speaking of bears, one-ups, brilliant segue.
Yeah. I still can't believe you never heard of Ghost Rider. I'm disgruntled. I don't know. I had no power today, and it was awful.
Ryan lost his connection to the Speed Force. He's trapped here.
I did. I'm trapped. What is up with me? That is a good question. Have I bought things? I don't know. I bought some Transformers. That's the only thing I know I bought. I don't remember what else I bought. Did I have my burger last week? I think I did. I don't remember.
Like a ham, like a delicious burger. Squee.
That's my chair.
Ghost is already haunted.
I really need to, like, oil this or something. But,
getting weird already.
I've got Cars of not like the Pixar movie, but like Cars, like, are the worst things ever.
Do you have more problems with your car?
Don't get a car. Long story short, yes.
I already got one. The second one, I crashed the first one.
I don't like them anymore. I plan to...
Sorry. Someone's rolling a trash can down the hill. Sorry.
You blew his cover.
Some street youths.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever.
That's, so in conclusion, cars, burgers, whatever. That's what Brian's been up to this week.
Like I said, I think there was something that I was supposed to say, and I didn't. I don't know. End scene.
Begin scene. Okay, well,
Did I say begin scene?
Well, I do now.
Okay.
They started it. I'm a trendsetter.
Chris will know.
Chris knows everything. Chris will start saying begin scene because of this. I wanted to do that now. Do it, Chris. We're telling you. Anyway, side note on Chris. I love the fact that he still listens even though he doesn't watch Toku anymore. Also, my talking starts fights since yesterday. So, so fuck you, guy in front of Chris. That'll get him. They heard that.
What if he got killed? It would have been your fault.
Actually, no, don't. Unfuck you in front of Chris. You're unfucked. Okay. Anyway, so I have a lot of stuff going on in terms of, I haven't really done anything physically, but like my mind's really scattered right now and there's a lot of things I want to do, so I'm trying to do them. Like, I'm still playing Halo, so I'm almost done with Halo 2 in the Flood of the Worst, and when they start driving, just kill yourself now. Don't do that, actually. I don't want to be responsible. And I also picked up as a game I had my eye on last year, and my friend bought it, and I got to try it, and it's really awesome, so I bought it. I'm just really vague about it, which is Shadows of Mordor. Holy crap, that game is really cool. It is simultaneously one of the coolest games I've ever played and one of the most stressful games I've ever played, because what's really cool about it is, in addition to like the main missions, which do involve generals and stuff, like there's generals and warships like all around the place, and the main part of the game is you challenge them and beat them.
Did you say warships?
Yes, they're like, ah, and I'm like, oh fuck, it said bah. No, war chiefs.
Let's go to battle.
War chiefs.
They said ward sheeps.
Yes, stand with ward. That's what his new Hydra is going to be called.
That one just walks around and goes, Hail Hydra. It's great.
Anyway, I don't think I can top that now. But the cool thing about the game is that Ward recruits sheeps for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 3. And he's like, I'm back! And then he kills everyone. Because he's really mad that he shot his girlfriend in the stomach. Okay, anyway. What's cool about the game is that when you fight these guys, if you lose, then, damn it, Brian, you ruined my life. God, George is dying.
This is what I sound like.
Is
when
he barfing on me?
Podcast.
Okay. Okay. So now my story is going to sound so boring compared to the great sheep disaster of today.
I'm crying.
So the cool part. I'm never going to escape Sheepgate. I feel like just stopping the story and coming back like in the middle of drive and being like, the cool part is when the orcs attack you. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna skip over this Lord of the Rings part and bring it back in Ninja, because the Ninja's gonna be really boring. So I've been playing that game, and I'll talk about its cool part in Ninja. But so I've been playing that. I'm watching Dollhouse. You see what you did to me? And I finished the first season this weekend, and that show was like balls awesome. It's balls nuts. Like, I liked it from the start, but like the last batch of season one episodes, I was like, holy fuck, I'm so mad this got canceled, and I'm so unmad that this isn't a Faith spinoff now.
Oh, I know.
But yeah, so good. And then also, because I'm going through with DC withdrawals after having, what, less than a week off of it, I ordered the Flashpoint movie along with the Arrow Fingers I've been meaning to order, so I'm going to watch that. And I've also been watching, which I started to watch before, but I never just committed to it, but started watching fully the Justice League cartoon on Netflix. Does that ever get a storyline?
I think it does, like, mini arcs of, like, four episodes.
Well, because right now it's just two-parters and, like, focusing on each character, which is fine. Like, it's not boring or anything. I miss Young Justice's, like...
Uh-huh.
I just miss Young Justice.
Yeah.
I miss Thomas H. Norstein, but it's fine. Like, it's giving me my fix, and I'd only ever seen bits and pieces of it, so at least it's giving me something to watch.
Yeah.
So that's that. I have this thing where I just want to do a bunch of things. Like, I have all these things I want to watch and all these things I want to play, so I'm trying to do them all. And yeah, we'll get back to that thing during the. All right.
We'll get back to it.
You both have those laughs that make me want to laugh, so it's like double, so it's like my stomach is like ripping in two. God damn it. Like and now my cheeks hurt from smiling. Just like beaten up. from laughter.
Yes.
All right, your turn, Jorge. This is George.
Oh! Okay, I don't know, I got some fish.
I think that's a first ever for the one.
I don't know, I don't know. I finally got the Dino Saber today. They had it on sale at Toys R Us, so I got that. That's about it. I've been watching a lot of Grey's Anatomy with my family.
What season are you on?
We're on season 6, and we've been watching Private Practice 2 a little bit. They're watching that right now. What?
Have you been trying to line it up? Like,
Definitely. Like, we're all lined up. I think we're getting close to Mark's daughter.
Oh, yeah, Lily from All My Children.
Yeah!
Yeah. Somebody who says yeah and understand that. It's amazing. It's like if I would have John on the podcast, but John's like far behind. Oh, God, that's John?
John?
He's back.
Your mother.
Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Hello. I finally got the Skype to connect.
Just in time to do your one-ups before we move on to the news.
One-ups.
Settle in, George. It'll be a while.
I have been exposing myself to Dawson on a regular basis.
Since 2000, whenever the hell we met.
He likes it. I don't know. We've been watching Once Upon a Time. That's fun. That's really it. Nothing's happened. I haven't bought anything, so...
What season of Once Upon a Time? 2? Are you in Peter Pan Land? Wicked Witch?
We're... Peter Pan has taken over Henry's body.
Oh, joy. He's such a good grandfather. He's just like, great, great grandfather.
What?
That show's so fucking weird.
I know, it's like, that slogan of it's fucked up, but it's awesome is like perfect for Once Upon a Time. Like, there's so much weird, dumb stuff, but it's kind of like the awesomest thing at the same time.
Yep. Oh, I love it.
Makes you think about characters in a whole new light.
So, Kevin, that's the thing.
Okay, here we go.
No, I didn't die yet. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that's been happening. I don't think so. We watched a couple of Supernaturals a few minutes ago. That was fun. Other than that, no, we're good. More Pokemon. I play lots of the Pokemons.
Settle down, Kevin. You're way too hyper for this room.
As usual,
I say about the coffee?
More exposing myself to Dawson.
Okay. Okay. Now. Alright. The news starts in 5 minutes. It's like, no, less than 5 minutes. That's way too long to wait. 5 seconds. Go.
Penis.
This is how we do the news. Brian, you're
that
the
is the news.
Start.
Oh.
The news is penis.
We can't even do newsroom, right? We can't even try.
My local news station is 69 News. Like, I live in such a hellmouth that that's our friggin' news station.
Oh, man, that's great.
It's Kevin's favorite news.
I like to be sexy.
Our first new... I can't do it.
Just like George, pretend to be Kevin. My name is Dan.
My name is Dan, the Vampire Slayer. Why? I just turned into Scooter the Dell Operator.
A dark power is about to rise in Sunnydale. What are you talking about? Drusilla's gonna stab you. Get out. Anyway, we tried to do a bit. It didn't work. I kind of figured this would happen.
We can never do bits.
Back to you, Brian. Remember the Galaxy Quest scene? Beat him. It sounded like you gently petted him.
Brian's
with
the worst at bits.
I am. I can't fucking do a bit to save my life. Like, if I had to do a bit or die, I would probably end up dying.
Ryan would be a horrible spy. You would just start laughing. Like, lol, we're going to poison you. It's going to be so funny. Don't tell anybody that.
I guess we'll talk about scans first.
You mean those jerk-off cell phone pictures?
Yeah.
They're, like, taking, like, Bigfoot footage, essentially, except I've seen clear Bigfoot footage. Side note, I believe in mermaids now. My Bigfoot research has led me to mermaids.
Mermaids? Oh, yes. Shit. Next I've level. Seen,
this is the next level of Bigfoot.
I usually just jerk off onto the cell phone pictures.
I thought we were going to say that you jerk off to the mermaids.
Yeah, I was waiting for when are the mermaids going to tie back into it?
That, too. I love that fish pussy.
There we go. There's Kevin.
Speaking of fish pussy, Toku scans. They smell the same.
I didn't so remember Dr. first, Mother. I guess.
Oh, boy.
All I saw was pictures of Surfer Maru and then a fetus.
Wait, are you talking about their dad? Like, he kind of looks like one.
I'm a fetus.
I don't know. George found it. George found the fetus.
Wait, where did you find the fetus? What is it?
In the dumpster out back.
I'll retweet it in 1 second.
Oh, hold on, I gotta go to Twitter. It's to Twitter! Tweeter's the symbol.
It's in the dumpster out back.
That's where it belongs. It's from the ninja.
Hashtag prom night.
Prom night dumpster baby.
Seeing a tweet about Beyblade live action movie. The actress that plays Lulu is tweeting something. Right here it is. Oh my god, why did I look at it?
Wait, hold on, I'm coming.
So did Guy. This is kind of reminding me of that Soul Burn thing, but I find it less endearing. It reminds me of something and I can't put my finger on it.
So it's something from the Ninja movie, which is bound to be awful because it's a Sentai movie.
And I put my finger in it.
And it's probably a Ninja movie.
It's probably 15 minutes long, so.
It's just Takaharu and Baby Bop Fetus just walking around.
Sentai movies are like the Pikachu's vacation movies on the Kamen Rider movies. Like, there's a Kamen Rider movie and Sentai's vacation with Meryl. I wish Meryl was in it. It would be more fun.
No, I hashtag hate Meryl.
Meryl was awesome.
Meryl's the worst.
No. What's your face is Meryl? The worst.
Meryl's terrible.
You're terrible.
The Zubril is actually a good Pokemon.
No, it's not.
I just think Meryl looks adorable. I don't even care about its fighting ability. I just want to hug it.
There's nothing good about a Zubril. Meryl is just, like, really round. He needs to go on a diet.
Aww.
Meryl teaches kids to be overweight
well,
and okay
fuck
with
you,
himself.
I have better tasting music. I couldn't resist. I'm sorry. I couldn't do it. I don't think anyone will hear it. We have like 5 listeners. 3 of them.
But more importantly, besides fetuses, there's Surfer Maru, and he's cool, at least.
I love the purple thingy.
He's my buddy.
I like the purple thingy. I don't like the fetus. Just to sum up my thoughts.
Summing up, I like Barney. I don't like Baby Bop.
Truthfully, Dawson does love fetuses.
Only to eat us. I only did that because of Ryan. It's not true. That would be really gross.
That's what you want us to think?
Or is it?
Dun, dun, dun.
You think I would keep my gold buried under a safe? You don't know me at all. Buried under a safe. I didn't even...
Buried.
It's all connected, see? The bears are back.
Thanks, Al Capone.
So how about those drive scans?
I actually really like Type Trideron. I see what you mean about the little, you know, those eyes you glue on people to make them wiggle.
Yeah, it's those googly things. Eyes for sure, and it has, like, eyebrows.
But if you don't look at it, I like it.
I don't like his face at all.
Liking Meryl. I like his face except for the googly eyes.
Meryl, you know what Meryl's actually good for?
Shoes, sucking. Because it's also a shoe company.
Sucking
except it's spelled differently. Why do you think I like Meryl? I'm just kidding. Why are we getting into it?
That's why his tail bobs. It lets you bob up and down on your dick.
God. We have to stop. Okay. Type Trideron. I like it, personally.
I like it, too.
Well, I like when Dawson gets butt raped by a donkey.
Donkey!
Donkey!
I'm kind of on the fence. Like, I like parts of it.
Yeah, definitely.
But I can't get over the helmet.
Like, I see the eye. Like, if the eyes weren't there, it would be even better. But that's, like, really the only thing I don't like
about it. I see it, and then I see, like, angry eyebrows. And it's just awful. And then there's that one picture with, like, Beltzon's face kind of in the visor. And it looks like it's trying to eat my soul. And I can't handle it.
First, you have to have a soul for it to be eaten.
Well, that's not important.
Just get a gypsy curse, it's no big deal. They give them out all the time.
I'm trying to find that scan, and I can't find it anywhere. I tweeted it a while back.
I kind of sold his soul to get.
Brian sold his soul to get that new Dino figure art, and then he sold it.
So. Does that mean I got my soul?
You helped
back
that guy cure a mole. Brian was a hero. The guy's dad had a mole, and he's like, I gotta get it removed. It's really ugly.
Man, you don't know my life.
Yes, we do. We live with you.
Okay. The combo tires are kind of cool, maybe? I don't know.
I don't think I looked at those. I feel bad about how little I care about anything Toku that happens. It's like my least favorite thing on my feet all the time.
Like, I think I like Attack 123, which is a stupid name in the first place.
Pretty creative.
But Max Flare, Funky Spike, and Midnight Shadow combined, because it just looks like a mess.
You could fuck my spike.
The construction one and the, like, rescue one are at least, like, themed and look normal. But the other one just kind of looks like someone threw up on a tire.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's what Type Technic kind of looks like.
Someone threw up on a tire. Oh, okay, got it. Throw up isn't green.
It can be, if you have Mountain Dew.
Okay.
See? Boom. Laureled.
You're an idiot.
Well, Dark true. Drive, Fierne.
Type, I like Dark Drive. What is it? Electron? Get it? Because he's like... He's like Tron.
He's really like just fucking straight out of Tron.
Yep.
Plus like Ecliptor elements.
I dig it quite a bit. I like that one.
I diggle it.
I diggle it.
No, I could fig it. who is he? Not Diggle. If I ever
Dark
say
Drive?
That.
No one knows. He's from the future. He's Reverse Flash. He's Harrison Wells.
Okay. That's how he's coming back. He comes back to Toku and then he's even more upset. That would be like his worst nightmare. And what movie is this from? I don't know.
The Drive movie. The one that comes out in the summer.
That makes sense, because it's all connected. There we go, see?
Because he's Dark Drive, so he's from the Drive movie.
Well, no, but there's Drive teaming up with so-and-so, Drive teams up with Hello Kitty. There's so many movies. There could be... Isn't there supposed to be another
Drive
superhero
teams up with Hello Kitty?
Oh, yeah, that already happened.
What?
It'll happen.
Yeah, superhero Tyson happened already.
Look.
That's the one with Sango in it.
Dawson is just terrible.
Like, I don't pay as much attention as I really should.
You don't pay attention at all.
It could be from a secret movie we don't even know about, called Dark Drive the Movie. You all see.
We also know Mox, like, becoming not an asshole again.
Maha.
He's gonna get his tattoo removed.
He'll get his tattoo removed and just go back to confetti and being a jerk.
Oh, God. And then the Roy Meads get their gold power.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Roy Meads golden moment.
The Roy Meads are in the golden showers.
We can achieve the highest form of evolution. Look, somebody peed on us. I'm so horribly underwhelmed. Like,
yeah,
I'm like, oh, they can turn into something really cool, and it's like, no, we just got fucking peed on. That's all that happened.
We touched King Midas.
Basically, stupid Roid Mutes, I hate you. I hate a lot of things. At least the show's watchable now.
Yeah.
Hi, Mimi. What's up?
Hi.
But I think that's it, except for the ghostly news.
I'm going to rub up against you now, Brian.
So you're the ghost.
Yes.
Got ghost it. Is with the mostest. Out of the title.
That's why I grind you in your sleep.
Can't even feel it because he's a ghost. It's secretive.
I will say that I totally dig the idea of ghosts a lot more than fashion.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I want
yes,
ghost please. Fashion.
Ghost fashion.
I hope you die.
Me too.
It's got a lot of potential. And, well, we say that a lot, and it ends up becoming shit. So
I want to know what he's going to collect.
Like, depending on what it is, it could be really cool. I think George's tweets nailed it. Like, what you want it to be is kind of creepy and cool. But what it's going to be is, like, in-your-face facial expressions. And, like, the dad at the end of that just killed me. I want it to be exactly like Ghost Adventures. Like, way over the top. Like, bro, you see that ghost? Whoa, come on, come at me, ghost. Dude, you got me? Oh, my God.
Orb.
Orb, that's clearly a demon. Bro, that's dust.
I want to see Ghost Facers.
Over the top. Like, Ghost Hunters is, like, super, like, skeptical, and Ghost Adventures is, like, crazy. Like, as soon as they see a speck of dust, it's automatically a demon. Like, bro, it scratched me. That was you scratching your arm. Settle down. So I want it to be exactly like that. Just a bunch of dude bros investigating ghosts and then bringing out, like, a crazy Dalek-looking machine that's supposed to trap the ghosts. What are they even doing? Like, this machine is going to trap the ghosts. I'm like, what are you doing?
They'll just reuse the density machines from Drive.
Perfect.
The googly eyes on them.
Oh, God. It's just...
So what is Ghost Facers?
It's from Supernatural.
Oh, okay. That explains why the three of you know it and I don't.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's sort of like... It could be like a sort of parody of those ghost shows with these two guys that investigate stuff, and it's pretty funny. They appear quite a bit.
And one of them was in New York, made out with Amanda Bynes. I mean, Michelle Trachtenberg.
Oh, yeah, Dawn.
The other chick from Nickelodeon.
Dawn's doing incest. Must be Tuesday. it's actually Thursday, so it doesn't even work. But
you have to keep it all in the family. Incest is best.
Based on the title, I'm looking forward to what it could be just design-wise. I'm really skeptical show-wise even already just because we reverted to form so quickly.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not sure. But I do love the idea of a paranormal type show.
That's my number one hope, is that it's like you take Kiva and you put it up to 10. And you give it an even better story.
Because
like,
Kiva had a really good mood. It fit like this perfect sort of mood for like the vampire type theme. And I fear this is probably going to be like a comedy Ghostbusters series.
Forze with ghosts just slapped on top of it.
But it still has Winston Steadmore.
No idea who that is.
The black guy from Ghostbusters.
Oh, shit.
It's not even Daigle.
God damn it.
But not everyone even Keith David.
Every hero needs a black guy watching their back.
That's just true. It's scientifically proven.
I know, I showed a picture to Brian.
9 out of 10 black scientists agree. The 10th one was Daigle, and he was like, fuck this test, I'm Daigle.
9 out of 10 blacks agree, Dawson is racist.
Truth.
The 10th black was swinging from a tree, so he couldn't agree.
That was really great.
Another bit of news is that Chris's Splatoon amiibo pre-order got canceled because it got stolen.
What?
I don't know how many people it actually was, but a gang held up a truck that was like delivering the copies of Splatoon.
Things aren't going so well since Oliver quit.
And they stole all the copies of Splatoon that had the Squid Amiibo bundled in it, because that's how Europe was doing it.
Uh-huh.
And so those all got stolen.
So
we couldn't get his pre-order.
So it went something like, Oi, give me those Splatoon amiibo, and then, like, this British accent thieves.
Blimey! Here you go.
How do you steal things with a British accent? Like, I couldn't take you seriously. Like, how no offense to things? British people, but...
You'd have to also be British, I think. Like,
to
I wouldn't think they'd...
Would by see... the British accent?
Yeah, like, I don't think they would just, like... You know, laugh at like someone else who sounds like them. Like, I can't take you seriously, mate. And they just laugh. Like, well, no, because you sound like them. But you wouldn't be able to because it would just sound stupid.
I think if they had guns, it probably got the job done pretty quick. They actually had ink guns, which they didn't tell anybody. They wanted it to be very conceptual.
They had the little squirt guns that Target's giving out when you buy the game.
like that
they
sucks.
They squirted their ink all over you.
That happened, but it's like the most amazing story for not getting a pre-order of all time. Like, yeah. Imagine walking into GameStop being like, I'm here to pick up my pre-order. I'm like, oh, fuck, the truck got robbed by a gang of amiibo stealers. Like, that's just... Amiibos have gone, like, way too far. It's like Skylanders times 10. They don't even do anything. Like, oh, if you put this in the game, you get 1 point. Where? I don't know, just a point. Like, wait, what is even the point of these?
The points don't matter.
I can't wait until...
Exactly, you get Aisha Tyler.
Until they're, like, the Skylanders where you can find them everywhere.
Oh, I know.
Although nobody stole the Skylanders on an armed truck that we know of.
You got the Bloods, you got the Crips, and you got Miyamoto's motherfucker. Fuck shit up.
They have a jacket that has M&M on it, and they're really mad because they keep getting confused with M&Ms. And then, how can we forget our top story? The Dino Charge stopped filming, and we got pictures of the cast and crew in their hoodies.
Oh, man.
It's like, how they're done filming, why isn't the show on right now? Like, it should have aired the week after they stopped filming. They're even done with Dino Supercharge also?
The show should be done, like, airing now. At the same time that they stop filming, it should have ended.
It should already be over. Why don't we have Tokyo Jiren and Ninja yet? I don't understand.
The problem is Nickelodeon's trying to kill the show. They're putting it on hiatus.
How dare they?
They already practically canceled Flash and Arrow last week when they went on hiatus for the summer. Canceled for centuries.
It should just continue always.
I mean, they don't need time.
Sentai and Rider do it, and they don't get stale. Come on.
Just say cancer.
They never get stale or dumb.
I think Brian just said cancer shouldn't end.
I said seasons shouldn't end.
I heard cancer, so.
Does it even sound the same?
Look, I heard cancer, so.
Okay.
How do you hear cancer? Think about it. Like, it probably sounds really evil.
I'm gonna go fight cancer. Couldn't find cancer, so I found a guy with cancer.
Wait, are the British robbers back to fight the cancer?
Australian.
No, it's Russell Crowe.
It's the same. They're like the same family.
Russell Crowe?
Yes, Russell Crowe. Wait, no, Russell Brand.
Same thing.
Well, we've got to get him to the Greek.
You know, Aldous Snow, like, I'm looking for my other shoe. It's like the opposite of this one. I mean, not like an evil version. I love that. But the idea of an evil version of your shoe. Like, that you would think someone would even think that. The whole joke just kills me.
I wish something would.
This is our news. This is our idea of a new segment. Now we're just coughing.
So,
just want a song about an African boy.
African.
Now it's time for
superhero time. Ninja. Kamen Rider Drive. Start your engines.
I can't.
Oh, because the car thing. I'm like, wait.
You can't start your engine because you have erectile dysfunction? Okay, well.
That is correct.
Oh, shit, evil shoes.
What?
What?
Did you Google evil shoes?
No. That's what this week's Ninja was.
It was?
It's all connected. There's probably a bear somewhere.
A bearzilla.
See?
I didn't even think about the fact that the villain in Ninja was an evil pair of shoes.
I couldn't even remember the episode.
So
all I remember is the three-legged race, and I was dead. I was gone. I was like, this is it. I'm done.
We established that the photograph is of Star Ninja's dad and brother, because everyone has a dad issue.
And they have that old-timey photo place.
That they were also yokai hunters.
You're just taking forever.
And that they were murdered.
By the guys that robbed the Amigo truck. Amigo.
The Amigo.
I just wanted the villager Amigo, for God's sake.
I'm pretty sure I figured out that Star Ninja is just Sam if his brother and dad were killed as kids. As a kid.
Where's the mom, though?
No one actually has a mom.
Oh.
I mean...
That's why they call it the Three Amigos and not the Three Amigos and a Mom.
Three Amiibos! That's the name of the gang.
Oh my god, that's amazing. I hope that happened. The Three Amiibos.
And is Chevy Chase and Martin Short involved?
What was Pierce Hawthorne doing there? I don't understand. Streets ahead. It's killing me. I'm dying right now.
Oh my god.
I don't even know the name of the gang. That's the perfect name of the gang.
I don't remember where we were.
His parents were killed by yellow.
About the Amiibos.
He doesn't need a mother because look at them. They all look the same. They're Asian. They just split off from each other asexually.
One of them could play Trini and Dino Charge if they need it.
Exactly. They're just all alike. Just don't let them near any cars.
Brian's got that covered. He'll just walk near a car and it'll break down. Maybe you're a metahuman and you're discovering your powers.
That's it.
So Brian's metahuman name's going to be Engine Light.
Ow.
This is more interesting. Oh, yeah, so anyway, the really cool part of the game is, like, when you fight the orcs, if they kill you, they level up, like, as if you're another player. So, like, you're just, like, terrified of dying. Like, I've never been more terrified of dying. It's like, I never knew I had such a pride thing where I didn't want to die. So it's, like, really frustrating, but it's awesome at the same time.
I never knew you didn't want to die.
It's a really cool game. I like how Kevin just rolls with it. I just started talking about orcs. But it's really cool. Like, seriously, it's a really cool game.
Like, but I just hated how, like, all of a sudden now we're back to, oh, look, I have to kill you to be the last ninja's apprentice.
Just goes right back into it. Seamless. I love this show.
I agree.
You
it
just
was
got
annoying.
Really annoying again.
Like this episode, like, the preview made it sound like, oh, they're going to make amends and it's going to be all a team now. And, like, it was the complete opposite of that, actually.
They did the three-legged race at one point, though, which is dumb.
And Nage had to lead it because Takahara was just like, fuck you guys, I'm in charge.
Takahara's a fuck. God damn it. I'm so tired of this little cunt.
Said the C word.
I just want him to go away.
It's like a bunt cake, but like more violent.
Brian said the C word about Dawson's mommy.
I like how he laughed after that. He was so pleased with himself.
I'm telling.
Anyway.
Like, it was so dumb. And, like, Grandpa was just so stupid about, like, oh no, I can't train you because Cute Mon decided to go dark side. And so now you have to kill my grandkids in order to me to be your student.
That's horrible. He's like Peter Pan.
Like, I don't understand this man. Like, I think he knows the fact that this guy's never going to be able to kill him, so he's not worried about it. But the fact that, like, he's wandering around going, yeah, go kill my grandchildren so that I can teach you the ways of the ninja, is like the most assholish thing I've ever heard.
Everything going on is dumb. I'm not interested in anything right now, and every single storyline is dumb. The fact that they all have to compete for one person to fight when they could gang up on him is dumb. They have a 6-1 trying to kill everyone is dumb.
Well, and then he prompted them to try and awaken Surfer Maru.
They kept calling it the Flying Otomo, which, like, might actually happen in the show because, I mean, fuck water. But, like... Like, they're like, oh, go find the Flying Otomo. So they're going to be looking for someone with wings, and they're actually looking for, like, a submarine. I'm like, way to mislead him, butt.
Well, Brian, you really showed him.
Brian, language.
Well, I already used cunt on Takahara, so I had to
blew
find
the
something
cuss
else.
Budget for this segment. It was like the... More like the cunt budget. Damn it, sorry. It's like... I think we might be the only Power Rangers related podcast that uses that word 3 times in a 5-minute span, if at all.
Anyway, getting away from naughty words used by the rest of our hosts. I know where I was going with this. Takahara was a fuck.
I didn't like this episode at all.
Like,
there was
random other ninjas.
The little bits of, like, Kuemon and the grandpa. Like, outside of that storyline, little bits, there was nothing redeemable in this episode whatsoever.
Kuemon revived some other guy.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, I was bitching because his name was Masakage, and the old guy on Drive is named Makage, and I kept getting confused.
The Secretary of Defense guy?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know people.
And then, like, at the end, he's like, I like when he called him, instead of Kumon, he called him Hachiman.
That's what it was. I couldn't remember what it was.
They're all Digimon.
He basically called them, like, 8 instead of 9, which was, I don't know, somehow that's a joke. Like, in Japan, it's funny. Here, it's just, like, whatever.
If you forget how to count, it's hilarious in Japan. Because one of their numbers is just Nana.
The dog from Peter Pan. And
what?
They, what?
The what? Dog from Peter Pan.
Peter, you don't watch it wasn't even Disney in Once movie. Upon a Time.
I like how they end. He's like, look,
that
last guy Kenji, he was fucking stupid. I'm Pongo, not that stupid. So,
under my donations,
are you still going? Are you? Who allowed him to talk? Can someone put him back in his cage?
Lady and the Tramp. These are the dogs that I remember. The dog from Up. Don't remember
Doug?
His name, but he was awesome.
Doug.
Yes,
Doug. I meant Doug. Doug. He was awesome. Can someone put him back in his cage and put his penis in his hand so he shuts up?
Where's the Peter Pan thing come in? He wasn't even in Once Upon a Time. It means he's not even real.
Someone needs to tell Dawson to let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Right.
Speaking of go, Drive.
No.
Is it that time? Are we done with Ninja?
If you want, Ninja's awful. That's the moral of the story right now.
Yeah, I just want to see Surfer Maru and move on with my life.
Pretty much. I want the toy and then move on with my life.
Yeah, I really want that toy a lot, actually.
That comes out this month, right? Yeah.
June.
Well, yeah, next month, yeah. But it'll...
I want
it'll be this month when it's June. When I say
purple shirt again. Shut the fuck up, I want a purple shirt.
No. I'm so glad you got to say, I want a purple shirt again. The audience really needed to hear that.
They did.
Chris was like, what color does he want? Kiefer's like, I got to know.
You don't know. Maybe they are. They're on the edge of their seats right now. pants around their ankles, penis in hand, wanting to know what color shuriken I want. I assume everyone masturbates while listening to this podcast.
So. I just assume they were peeing.
I could be doing that too, I guess.
Anyway, speaking of pee, Drive. It's all connected because of the pee final form. Golden. See?
So, nailed it.
This week's Drive was really good.
It was still a fuck.
It was.
So I enjoy this. I liked how the whole thing was like how he's like his dad and he's like, yeah, my freeze powers don't work on you.
Wait, I like the whole thing with like how he's his dad? Wait.
How he's like his dad? No, he's not. No, he didn't go back in time and bang his mom. That's going to be Barry Allen. But that's the reveal in season two. Barry went back in time and banged his mom.
Ford Mother's dad.
Exactly. But yeah, that was neat. And it, like, I think I freaked out Freeze. It was awesome.
What's his name? Fucking A, man. Tamari, there we go. He kept holding his gun like... His gun, like gangster style. Like, he wasn't holding it regulation at all. He kept, like, turning it sideways. He was like, I'm gonna kill this motherfucker.
Because he's from the hood.
Why are you talking like Craig from The Office?
He's from A-Town.
Like, why was he doing that? Pizza? It's a place called A-Town Pizza. Anyway, it's a local joke. Only one person would get it. And they wouldn't even laugh, and that was me. But I just thought it was funny. Like, every time he pulled out his little revolver, which I think is funny, they still have that as their main weapon. Like, he kept turning it sideways, which I just found funny. And just the fact that he thought it would do anything. Why doesn't he have one of those super-duper guns like What's-Her-Face has? He should have one, too, just in case.
I thought it was a super-duper gun.
Oh.
But he was just so strong that it didn't do anything to him. Yeah. Or brain. Or anything.
Not even, like, regular criminals. He tried to shoot one of the three amiibos, and it didn't even work. I want to know what was special about them that they were not affected by his little tattoo. I kind of hope it's just an anomaly and it's not like, they're the chosen ones or something. Like, I kind of hope it's just an anomaly. It'll probably be something dumb like, they just have such good detectiveness, or Tamari is Tamari, so it doesn't even work.
That's what I'm expecting.
Tamari is the core.
They have such a strong detective mind that they can't even be fooled.
Like, that's completely what I'm expecting. It's like, they have their detective determination that prevented their memories from getting altered.
They switch into Top Gear mode.
Yeah.
You're really good at tying ties, so, like, you're immune.
Chase came in and started beating the fuck out of people, and then Go came in and was like, I like the dick.
I like how it's all, like, both of these characters were reduced to. Like, Chase went from, like, almost the focus of the show to just being that guy they call to go fight.
He's back up. He had a badass entrance, though. Like, he was, like, over the top of those stairs, like, with his gun. He was like, fuck you! I wear purple.
But Chase is just awesome, though, because the reason they call him in to fight is because he's so badass and kills everything.
It's because he's the one that's competent at fighting.
That's because he's a robot made to fight.
That's not the point. It's still a fact.
It's like saying your Rock'em Sock'em robot is good at rocking them and socking them.
And roboting them.
Mine weren't. Operator.
Ryan just growls. Anyway. But it was a really awesome scene when Hiromu?
It was a great scene when...
Why? Why? The same thing.
It was a great scene when Hiromu saw that chicken and he froze, and then Nick Cheetah came in and unfrozen by beating him in the face with his penis.
Nick Cheetah is like Nick Cannon's brother who loves cheetahs. Anyway.
And also bangs Mariah Carey.
With Tomato. When he, like, confronted Tomato. Secretary of Defense guy, and he's like, you have failed this city. And then he confronted him, and he's like, boom, freeze, and then he just froze everything. That's my summary of what happened. But it was a really cool scene.
I have not failed the city.
I love how like how fast it moved.
Now give me the Turbo Man doll.
We get it. Arnold Schwarzenegger. It sounds like he was a little bit Mexican. Like, just a bit. Like,
I've got to sell these tortillas.
The three amiibos. Talk Mexican. But what was I saying? Oh yeah, I love how fast it moved, and that he already went to confront him, and he took his little findings to what's his face is like a setup, and that guy's a little shit tearing up paper.
That guy's creepy as fuck. Maybe he's a Roy Mute.
Like, I like that they were onto it, and it wasn't just they legitimately went to him for anything.
So yes, next week, Shinosuke dies, so that's the thing.
But don't worry, their friendship will revive him. It'll be just like Forze.
And then he'll get his upgraded form, and then he'll be like, I have the power of all the shift cars combined into one.
What's actually going to happen is he's actually going to die.
With a giant dick sword.
And they're going to put those little googly eyes over his closed dead eyes, and then it's going to revive him in the time trider on.
It's going to weaken at Bernie's ass and carry him around all the time.
That's our second weekend in Bernie's joke. The first one never made it on the show. That was a private conversation. My bad.
You guys will never get to hear it. Ha ha ha. That was weird. I did a really weird laugh.
That's your normal laugh.
No.
No.
No, no, it's not. You don't even know it.
So my name is Jeff.
I'm just happy that this show is watchable now. Yeah, like, yeah. It's still not amazing, but like the episodes are at least good.
Like, I'm really happy that the entire police crew either isn't on screen or they've just cut out the shenanigans out completely when they are on screen.
Like, I say this like every week, sometimes on the podcast, but I always mention it on Twitter because I'm a broken record. But this show is so fucking different than what it was.
It really is.
Like, all writers get a little bit of a change of pace, like, halfway through. But Drive is so, like, so different that it's hard not to notice. Like, they're completely different shows than what they were before.
Like, it found its focus so quick, and then it just ran towards it.
Pretty much. Like,
It ran towards it like Brian of that Target in California. Brian towards the strange
lady that looked at you as you ran past her. My favorite. That was like the second time you almost ran into someone. Don't forget the slow-mo footage of the airport where you almost punched that guy out. Oh, that's great.
And there's Brian going towards the string cheese aisle.
We're leaving tomorrow. There was a sale.
Brian, you got like 5 packs of cheese. Yeah, that's enough for tonight.
I had 2. None of that was like 48 pieces of cheese, but that's not the point.
It took 4 cows to make that much cheese.
Well, no wonder the future runs out of cows.
Their sacrifice was worth it.
Better watch out. Walls is going to be after you.
To me, you've been pooped for centuries.
To me, that poop's been constipating your ass for centuries from all the cheese.
That doesn't happen to me.
Why are we talking about Brian's bowel movements? This is too much.
I don't understand how that's not
possible. I don't know why, but this is the line.
If any other normal human being had eaten that much cheese, they wouldn't shit for a week.
Brian's a metahuman.
I regularly poop.
I don't know what to do with you, Brian.
I poop more than you do.
Oh my god, this is happening.
You don't know how much I poop. You don't live with me.
I did for a week. Well, a couple days, and then you abandoned us.
And then you took your life.
Mickey Mouse was a better companion.
Wasn't even him. They're all strangers. They're just a bunch of nobodies.
Mickey Mouse spoke to me, Dawson, and it sounded just like him.
Wasn't even him.
I watched him do the hot dog dance.
Okay, that's your private time. Okay, now we're getting... That's what you want to do on your honeymoon, stays at your honeymoon.
Hot dog, diggity dog.
Oh, God, no. Dear God, I'm picturing things while he's singing this, and it's not kosher. I don't even know what that word means, but I've heard people use it that sound like they know what they're talking about. I think it has something to do with food.
It's like a Jew. It's when you fix something like you would fix a Jew. Dawson, it's this whole thing about putting them in the oven. And
how does it always tie back to this?
It's a cannibalism joke.
I blame Ultimate Spider Monkey for all of this.
It's a cannibalism joke, right, Kiefer?
The CS Toys chat, when Mr. S wasn't there, we're like, oh, we have a substitute teacher. Let's heckle him. Ultimate Spider Monkey, and then 6 years of racist jokes. I don't know how it happened.
It's because Brian can't keep his hoe on a leash.
What does it have to do with me?
Cat didn't even exist back then.
This dress is my hoe, apparently.
That's amazing. The way you delivered it, too. This is amazing.
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, this is our drive. This episode is all over the place. This is lovely. This episode's
amazing.
This is a mess.
I've not stopped, like, giggling this entire episode.
This is like a sleepover, the episode.
I've got to talk about my poop.
I don't even think George can handle it anymore. He's just quietly dying over there.
Poor guy.
He just doesn't understand how we got to Brian's poop.
I don't even understand, but we got there somehow. And that's all that really matters.
How?
What the hell's happening?
I fell off my bed.
You people recorded from your bed. What happens?
It's comfortable.
I don't have a chair in my room.
Neither do I. I have chairs in other rooms, but not my room.
Because now it's time for ramble time.
Yeah. Pokemon was amazing this week. They were like, I choose you. Do your Pokemon move and then win. So oh, wait, yeah. She met with her face.
Evolved into Breaks and she met Amelia or something.
She met the contest, not contest lady.
She met a whore. And she, screamed at Fennekin and Pancham, and they were like, oh, fuck, I'm sorry. They, went in the corner and pouted for a while.
That was about it, really.
she double battled with a Delphox and an Aromatisse.
She fucking sat down with Fennekin and Pancham. And I'm like, well, okay. And then Ariana, or whatever the fuck her name is, sent out Delphox and Aromatisse. I'm like, oh, this is fair.
This is totally fair. This would be such a friendly match. Use Burn and Kill. It's like, holy shit. Aim it at what's her face.
Like, oh, cool. You're
Serena,
using,
yes.
You're using Squirtle and Rattata? All right, Latios and Deoxys, let's go. Like, oh, well, this...
Squirrely's bubble.
You're like that guy from the Hoenn League or whatever. Sinnoh League, they use the Darkrai.
Oh, yeah. The cheater.
That cocksucker.
He's like one of the characters you never see again. Like, remember the guy that... Was he from... I think he was from Hoenn, the guy with the Meowth?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He also looked like he was, like, a little captain or whatever.
Like the pussy in boots or whatever, yeah.
Yeah. Like, we never see him again. Remember that fat guy from Hoenn?
That was just the guy that was voiced by Goku?
Yeah, like, we never saw him again.
There's a lot of fat guys in Hoenn.
Whatever happened to Paul? We never saw Paul again. And not Paul.
He's off for leasing Pokemon.
What's his name? The guy that was dressed like Trip. Trip! Thanks, Trip. I remembered his own name.
Where's that guy dresses like Trip? What's his name? Oh yeah, Trip. Right.
There was like a character from one of the tournament episodes that I thought was really interesting and would have made a good rival for Ash instead of Trip, and we never saw him again. They just dropping characters left and right.
And then Tracy. Your mom,
Brock.
Tracy Missy. Sucks though. Hit a Meryl.
Sketches stuff. He has a dream to be a sketcher.
I mean, yeah, he had a Scyther. He had a Meryl. Yes. I mean, come on. And what else was in this episode? Anything worthwhile? No.
Not really. I'm just. Really? I mean, it's not like terribly amazing, but I am glad that they're at least giving her something to do.
Clement's luxury lake decided to butt rape a Trico. That was fun.
Yeah.
Poor Trico.
And he's like, "Here's a tip. Don't be a little bitch." He's like, "I'll write that down."
I write that in my notebook.
Like, I felt that. Handy dandy notebook.
Oh. See, it's it's just crazy. This is crazy.
I'm like, I love Luxray, but I also love Trico, and I felt bad for the poor Trico.
Trico wouldn't have won.
Luxray was like, surprise, butt sex, and Trico was like, no, Trico.
Clements over here going, this is why I wanted everyone to have four badges. They got a fucking Luxray, why, and it's just killing everything.
Jesus,
Anyway, I'm glad that Serena's actually getting something to do, and I wish she had from the beginning. Because it's ridiculous that they went over half the series with her just wandering around having a hat.
Did she trying to bang a Ash.
Pretty much. At least they're
they became the same age. Well, I love how, like, she goes, she's just staring into a window, and then, like, a random stranger comes up and is like, hey, 10-year-old girl, want to go shopping with me? I'm lonely. She's like, okay, cool.
That's the synopsis of this episode.
Like, Pokemon's just such a happy universe. Nothing ever bad happens, except for, like, Team Rocket stuff.
Well, yeah, they don't have child molesters just running around. But what I found funny is, like, I noticed while watching this, like, you know, without Clement around, these episodes are pretty good.
Like, they're definitely more tolerable.
Like,
if you ditch Bonnie, too, then I'm good.
I think it's funny that he left her with him. Like, why would she go?
I guess Bonnie wanted to stay with her friends.
And, like, Pachirisu was technically his Pokemon.
Did they?
Yeah. Because she's not allowed to carry Pokemon unless you're 10. You have to be really old to carry Pokemon. 10. I don't think you don't realize how truly little that is until you get older. Like, Pokemon makes you feel way older than you should at 10. I'm just saying.
Like, I'm 10. I'm grown up and important. My age has 2 digits in it. And then you grow up and you're like, wow, why the fuck is a 10-year-old just wandering the countryside with little creatures and balls talking to strangers?
And the Pokemon. The creature with balls he was talking about was Brock.
I got Brock's balls in my pocket. I rub them every so often. But yes, next week is Goodra, so that's a thing. I'm most excited to see Wartortle because I love Wartortle a lot.
Child Pokevapping.
I don't
you
care.
You can Google Wartortle right now and see like hundreds of images of him.
I know, but I love Squirtle and Wartortle so much. I'm so excited to see it on the show next week. Like, I don't even give a shit about Goodra. A Goodra can just die in a hole for all I care. As long as Wartortle is there and his beautiful tail.
Poor Goodra. Speaking of beautiful tail, Supergirl? Boom! Yeah. Nailed it. Nailed it. Totally. Saw that segue. Pretty proud of myself right now. This is how
saw that segue. Paul Blart was riding it.
Jumped on it. Safety never takes a holiday. Yes, the Supergirl pilot leaked with the laser.
Do you think it was deliberate?
I do.
I do too.
Probably. Didn't I didn't see it last year. I mean, like, I didn't watch it, but apparently they did the same thing with The Flash. But it's not like a shitty, like, cell phone footage. It was like full HD pretty, like.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, oh, you shouldn't watch it. It'll hurt the show. I'm like, it's going to be in November. I'm going to watch it in November. That's like a million years away.
It's like when the Dino Charge premiere went up on Nick.com. People were like, oh, this is ruining the ratings. Oh, no.
Box office. Fuck everyone. Your stuff. Like, seriously, it's so dumb. Especially, I don't know, with this, like, a lot of people saw it, but, like, the, like, I think casual audience that's not on Twitter and not following superhero stuff probably didn't see it. So they're still going to get those people, and I'm going to rewatch it when it premieres. I mean, November's a long ways away. That's like Thanksgiving time, guys.
Yeah.
For real.
Put it on time for Brian to stuff his face with turkey.
And, like, wreck 5 more cars. He's going to walk to Thanksgiving dinner. At my current
rate, it's just the same car 5 times.
Poor car. Or poor Brian has to deal with the car. Yeah, I feel sorry for the car. You don't even think about the car's point of view.
We got a new car. It fixed the problem fast.
And you got a new truck.
Oh, Jesus, don't be like her.
Got a new
beast. That's what she does to me. No, it's a truck. It's a car. Fuck you.
It's not a car.
They're all cars.
It's a truck.
know what's more fun than cars?
The pickup truck.
Cars too.
Speed ships. Speed ships? Hell, help. I can't talk
anymore. Spaceships?
Yes, that's it. Speed ships through space. Anyway, Supergirl, again.
Krypton needs to make their spaceships look cooler.
Yeah.
That's my takeaway from the show. Is
at least they're not the ones that Zod and his friends got sent into in Man of Steel that look like penises.
The big penises?
Yeah, they're like, we're going to totally banish you to Dildo Land. No! I'm going to try to blow up Earth when I come back. We don't even care. Our planet's blowing up.
Wait, how do you get banished to Dildo Land? Hold on.
Because Death was there, and he's like,
you get attacked by Zod.
Okay. His name just sounds like what somebody names their dildo. So, like, it's perfect. Like, oh, looks like it's just me and Zod tonight.
Kneel before Zod.
I don't know why, but the buzzing, like, made me laugh.
Anyway. Is that Superman's dildo?
Kneeling before Zod's how you get it in your ass.
Oh, God.
Truth.
Is that Superman's house just still kills me? Because I know people think like that. I once stopped pursuing a girl because she was insistent that there was going to be a movie with the Justice League and the Avengers together.
Oh my god.
This was years ago. God.
My cousins are like that.
Because I kept saying, oh no, they're different universes. She said, no, but they're going to be all together. I just blinked and looked away. That's literally what happened.
You remember the last one when I got that Avengers shirt that I have, and she handed me the shirt and was like, look, I got you a shirt with the Justice League on it.
And I just gave punched her.
I considered it. I gave her a blank stare, and I'm like, "No, no, you didn't." I guess I did. And I'm like, "No." That's when I knew there was a problem. This can't continue.
I ain't saying she ain't going to.
And Dawson just spent 9 months playing Gold Digger on repeat.
Come on, I was right though. I was just trying to help in the most obnoxious way possible.
Everything Dawson does is in the most obnoxious way possible.
Yes! That's why I have, like, 3 friends.
And they're all here.
Yes.
No, you have 2 friends and a co-worker.
True. They're all just work proximity associates. Anyway, Supergirl, part 3. Let's try this again. I really liked it a lot. I thought it was a lot of fun. The music, this is like really something random, you know, but I really like the music in it. They have another good soundtrack that goes along with it. I still think Flash is the best.
Yeah, definitely. In terms of like
most memorable. They're coming out with soundtracks for Flash and Arrow in like the fall. I heard that. So that's really
what?
But I think they do a really good job of like theming it with that. And penis. Just like with the Flash for TV, the visuals are damn impressive.
Amazing.
Like, for real. Like, I could see a lot of them happening in a movie.
Uh-huh.
And I like her suit and all of her pre-suits, obviously. I just really enjoyed the montage of her, like, trying to figure out what type of suit works.
Penis.
And I think it's got a really neat setup as well. I really, like, I sort of looked up all of these different versions after, but there's a version that this is based off of, and I like the whole setup of her being sent to protect Superman and then got all fucked up. And she ended up in some Dragon Ball Z age shit. Where, like, she's now the younger one. And I don't know. I think it's a really neat setup. I think it's really funny that I'm not really that huge of a fan of Superman, but I tend to like all the characters around him.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
I really like her a lot, and I really like Superboy a lot in Young Justice.
Uh-huh.
So
it's probably because Superman is completely overpowered, and so then when they put these other characters around him, they can't make them equally overpowered, so they just like take away some of the abilities and give them some more flaws. Superman's just like, I have no flaws, I am perfect, just keep that green shiny rock away from me and we're good.
My one flaw is a green rock.
My one
Did that Goku versus
penis.
Superman thing ever account for the fact that Superman's powers are dependent on what planet he's on? Goku's powers aren't dependent on shit.
I don't know, but
Goku's powers are dependent on how much rice he ate that morning.
Like,
that's
like,
about
I
it.
Wonder if Hulk's penis is also like a weakness of Superman's because it's a big green rock.
Goku would win. That's Scarlet Witches. I mean, Scarlett Johansson. That's what confused me. Black Widow. To be honest.
But
we're
yeah,
playing hide zucchini.
I play that every night with Austin's mother.
Oh God. That's why I haven't been able to use zucchini in any of my recipes.
They're all
hide
still
your kids,
hidden.
Hide your zucchini.
They're all still hidden. Oh God. So that's why Superboy's like, oh yeah, he's a clone with Lex Luthor and Superman butt baby, and so he has less ability than Superman. So he's, you know, he's not as overpowered. So and that's what I guess that makes them more fun, is that they aren't that god creature that can just kill everything. They can be beaten up on, and it's like, oh fuck.
I think for me it more has to do with their characters themselves, like not just Superman's powers, but like in a lot of the versions I've seen him, are his character is so boring. Like his
he's that Boy Scout that they always refer
whereas
to.
Whereas I find like Kara and Superboy to be a lot more interesting. Yes, there we go. McKnight. I find them to be a lot more interesting. Although I have to say I did like the Man of Steel version, at least like character wise. He gave me someone to at least
I like
be more
because he killed
in.
People. I like when
he had
people.
To do it. He was gonna kill that family. Okay, I won't even get into that.
I like killing
people. Should he have just let the family die? I'm just saying.
Yes, everyone should just die.
Plus, Zod was just a dildo whore anyway, so it's like... Anyway.
I want a dildo whore.
But yeah, I really like the show. I think it's going to be really cool. I want to see Big Belly Burger and I'll be happy, but then everything will be cool.
Yep.
Wait, where do you get a dildo whore?
From Big Belly Burger?
It's part of the kids' meal.
Okay. Now, what I want to know is, at what point are we going to get a flashback to Supergirl having sex with Felicity to get her own spinoff, or how does that work?
It's going to be really hard. It's going to happen off-screen. Like that
because
time
I that would really like to see that. Like, really like to see that.
She didn't technically spin off. Like, she would have had to do some crazy stuff with Felicity to get it without even being on air all first.
Well, Flash has that whole time travel thing going, so they could probably go back and show it. But I just really want to see Supergirl and Felicity.
Doc Felicity. They went to college together.
See, yeah. It's perfect.
That's
all connected.
That's how you I mean, experiment. You just do things in college and it doesn't count. That's why
that,
Dawson
that way
just...
it's not two blondes and you can tell them apart.
Exactly. Dawson did all kind of things with other people in college. Donkeys, gerbils.
Did all
Mexicans.
Kinds of things in college, like avoid other humans at all costs, and say no to literally everything anyone ever asked me at any point. Anyway, Supergirl, again.
It was a really good pilot. Like,
yeah.
I don't particularly have any problems with it at all.
And neither do I. The only thing that I felt, which isn't necessarily a complaint or anything, but it felt like everything happened super fast.
Yeah, it was really fast.
But I feel like that's partly because the last two, like with Flash, we already knew what happened to Barry mid-Arrow, and we heard about him being in a coma every 5 minutes, so it's like, it felt like it's been a long time building up to it. And with like Arrow, I guess it has to do with when he started, you knew that he'd been training on the island or something. I don't know, it's just something about it that felt like it already built up. And I guess hers technically already did because she's known she's had these powers and she knew her backstory. It's not like in this episode she found out she was Kryptonian and all this shit. But it happened really fast, but it wasn't like a huge glaring flaw because I still found it to be pretty enjoyable. But I didn't expect her to like already like hook up with these base people and stuff and find out that her sister was married to the sister and she died in a plane crash and came back as this girl. And
Little Gray Gray.
Yeah, so the show was just Little Gray the show.
Oh, God.
The littlest gray.
No.
It's like the littlest pet shop, but with gray. That doesn't even work. But
I'm not really sure what's going on, but all I know is that she's pretty.
She really is. She does a really good job. I like her a lot. Like, a lot.
Insert masturbation reference like, here.
I just wrote, wow, pretty, 4 times throughout my notes.
Are we supposed to make notes? Who did homework for this?
Oh. I'm like Leslie Knope. I make notes for fucking everything.
He's got a binder of it.
If you don't leave a note, a guy without an arm will come after you.
Wait, where is his arm? Is it shoved up my ass again? Because I can't handle that.
It was Arrested Development.
It keeps getting broken off in there, and it just hurts after a while.
But it's going to be like a hell of a long wait, because didn't realize literally until I knew it was coming out in the fall, but I didn't realize it was until November until after I watched it. I hadn't heard that yet, so I was like, holy shit, I'm glad I watched that.
And then Dustin had to figure out how many months away November was. That required math. That was really difficult.
I had to bust out like 5 calculators just to be sure. I got
the abacus.
Yes, like the calculators and the abacus. All this stuff.
He had to get his computer, go on the Google. It was...
I Googled Squirtle on the way there just so I could see it.
War Turtle.
War Turtle, whatever. I Googled Squirtle's next.
There's no one ever when it comes to Squirtle and War Turtle.
I forgot War Turtle's name, so I just Googled Squirtle too, and it worked.
Electric Boogaloo. Yes. Squirtle 2, the streets.
Do you think that they're going to eventually go the Cyber Superman route with Henshaw? Or?
That seems like a season 2 or 3 thing.
Yeah.
I don't know, it depends on what DC will let him do, since they nixed the Suicide Squad and Harley Quinn on Arrow and shit.
Cybersex Superman?
What? I forgot about that happening, too. I mean, like, it was kind of obvious since they cameoed Harley and Arrow, but it really sucks.
Yeah. Like, well, I would have liked to see
when they cameoed Harley, they said they were just doing it for the shits and giggles. They weren't actually going to put her on there at any point.
Except they just said they were going to, but they weren't allowed to.
Like, when they first did it, they said, oh, no, we're just doing it because they asked them. They're like, nah, no, we weren't really going to do it.
And, like, that's why they can't use... I mean, I can see them not... Well, I don't agree with it, but not using the Suicide Squad's okay, but I think it'd be really awkward to nix any mentions of Argus, considering Diggle's wife works for them, and Oliver's past with him, and the fact that his prison says Argus all over it. Like, he's going to go back to visit Slade, and he's going to say, not Argus. Like, that stuff, we've talked about that a lot, but that stuff pisses me off. That, like, they think, well, not like they think, but the general public is just so stupid that, like, can they not handle that? It just pisses me off, because it creatively boxes you in a lot. Like, it does give opportunity sometimes to use maybe characters that don't get as much highlight, but at the same time, I hate that they might have these really cool ideas that they can't do. Because
and
of that.
Like they're going to walk into the movie theater and just be like, why isn't Deadshot white? I don't understand.
How is he alive?
He blew up and became Will Smith?
I want to blow up and become Will Smith, and then it leads to a string of explosion suicides.
I'm just going to go into the theater and see it, and as soon as Will Smith appears, I'm going to be like, it's you! Hand job! Oh man, but that stuff just makes me so mad. I don't know how much stuff Supergirl will be affected. I mean, they at least were able to mention him. I was worried when the series was first announced that we're going to somehow awkwardly have to completely skirt around him.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that they were able to at least use a shadow of him.
It's my cousin, Super Dude.
You know, my really strong cousin, the guy.
My cousins are incredible.
And it just pisses me off. And I hate it with Arrow because that's just storylines already established. So if you can't figure out that they're different, then you just don't deserve television or movies. It's dumb. Now let's just sit in silence in remembrance of the storylines that were lost. I also get really tired of all the commenters that are like, bitching at Arrow because he's stealing Batman's stories because he's using Batman villains. And then I always see people being like, well, Green Arrow doesn't really have that memorable of villains.
Yeah.
And they all kind of share them anyway, so I don't understand what people's problem is.
Green Arrow was kind of like just Batman anyway. Like, that was always his thing, is he was basically Batman.
With a Diggle.
He never had a Diggle.
Batman got Morgan Freeman, and then we got Diggle.
Yes, all heroes have Blackman. We did this already.
But Joe is the black dad you've always wanted, and Diggle is the black man you've always wanted. Oh, but
that's just true.
people are just so annoying about that. I just think it's funny how the same people that love like all these shared comic book universes will complain that they're using villains that might prioritize more. I mean, Slade's all over the place. I associated more with Teen Titans before this.
Yep.
I did
and,
too.
And like, what else? Oh, the people that I love how they read these crazy comics with these crazy convoluted drawings that the timeline probably looks like a kid's scribble with all these different versions. And then as soon as they change one thing in one of the TV shows, they're like, this is blasphemy. I just think that's crazy and so hypocritical. It's like if the comic book fans had their way, every single movie and TV show and comic would have the same iteration of the character with like no changes. That sounds so boring.
Ugh.
God. Bottom line is, people are the absolute worst.
Truth.
Man, you guys are talkative today. This can't keep up.
I'm gearing up for my video game session.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Didn't know you had to get ready to be quiet.
I really like Callista Flockhart's character.
Oh, yeah. Kitty from...
She's like the best kind of
Brothers and Sisters.
World. And then
she's like super Connie Falconeri. Sort of.
What?
She's like super Connie Falconeri. No, I thought I liked her role a lot in it. I liked her before, and she's been playing a very similar character, but I liked her in Brothers and Sisters, so. I think they have a really good cast going in general.
Yeah.
Okay, there wasn't too much I didn't like. I like Lexi Gray as her sister. I think the setup's really cool with, like, the prison people and her mother's twin sister. Kind of being set up as the big bad, which is like the final reveal.
Is that Superman's mom?
No, it's his. Wait. No, is that Superman's mom? Wait, because it's her mom's twin sister.
Okay.
Because remember, they showed her mom in like the flashbacks or the beginning scene, and then
yeah,
they showed her the hologram.
Know that, but like.
And then she's like,
no,
oh,
she
sister.
And Clark are cousins. Is it on the father's side or the mother's side?
Well, but if. Even if it was the mother's side, it would be Superman's aunt, wouldn't it? Wait, I see what you mean. I see what you mean.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I'm going to have to look this shit up.
I got so confused. Like, you confuse me so much.
Is that Superman's mom?
That was too perfect.
Wow, so talkative.
We're waiting quick to the Googles.
Oh, shit.
You guys can do whatever. I'm researching.
Okay. I don't know what to do when the spotlight's on me. She was in that show.
Have to talk about Supergirl if you don't want to. You can move on.
Well, I guess we do interrupt
you guys.
I started talking about Lord of the Rings in the middle of Ninja, so that worked. I was just before we move on, I was trying to think if there's anything else that I wanted to mention about it. I wish like I'm forgetting things. I probably should take notes, but I don't. Brian, is it a Superman's mom? We need the answer now. What if you are Felicity? Quick, we need to know the criminal's MO. Boom, we're dead.
What?
Exactly. That's exactly. You would just say what into my earpiece as my corpse lying there after being killed in the field. Because I needed to know if it was Superman's mom before I went out there. Anyway, regardless of whose mom it is, it was a cool twist, and I think they have a good setup for the first season or beyond or whatever. And I hope it continues. Like, I hope it becomes a success like Flash and stuff has. Like,
it looks like it's going to be really good.
Like, I'm worried about it being on a different network just because I know CW has been doing it fine with that, so we'll have to see. And
my Big Belly Burger.
That's all I want. That's like the only crossover I ever want to see is a Big Belly Burger. I don't need anyone else, just the Big Belly Burger.
Makes me think about Diggle's Fries.
R.I.P. Diggle's Fries. Oh, Diggle's reactions to Flash were just the best.
That was the best thing ever.
Like, and he was still talking about it later. Like, later so they're like in the middle of something and he like brings it up again.
You guys are used to it.
All right, so I guess while Brian's doing his really slow research, he's probably playing a game and he's pretending to research.
I am looking. I can't find it.
Brian just googled, is that Superman's mom?
Well, no, I started at Superman's mom, and I went from there. Why would it be Superman's mom, though? Superman's mom wouldn't be a dick. Or bitch. Whatever.
I don't know.
The C word back in there again.
It's Harrison Wells.
Harrison Wells is Superman's mom the whole time. Harrison Wells is everyone. He just, like, dollhouse this shit and put his brain in everybody. God, it's a crazy show. Anyway.
Yeah, it is.
You know who would be really good on that show? Is Tatiana Maslany. That would be amazing.
Oh.
Like, I'm sitting here watching this and I'm thinking, no, these people are good actors, but they're not pulling off of them making me think they're different people as well as she does. Like,
yeah.
There's nobody else that can pull that off as well. Yeah. I have to admit, though, Amy Acker is pretty freaking good.
Uh-huh.
But she does Fred and then Whiskey and freaking Illyria.
Illyria.
I'm so mad that Angel didn't get a sixth season just because I wanted more time with Illyria.
I know!
There was going to apparently be a really cool storyline, which they sort of did in the comics with, like, Illyria and Fred sort of sharing the same body in some way. But,
well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, they sort of... I need to get back to... I'm almost done with After the Fall, but they sort of did part of it in the comics. But, like, from what I remember, it was more like she couldn't let go of the she, like, fractured. It wasn't really Fred. It was just her, like, impression of Fred, like, coming into her own consciousness. I don't know. It was really weird.
Cool.
But anyway, speaking of Fred, while Brian continues research, the research continues. It's like Pokemon. The journey continues, but the research continues. We go from Supergirl to Supernatural. The first time we've talked about it in a while, we brought on a special correspondent, Jeff, to talk about... See, he already knows what he's talking about. Boots and Swiper.
Swiper. And Charlie.
Charlie. she was in an episode of Dollhouse, and I was like, Charlie? I love
seeing
all of these.
From what I gather in the credits, she's just listed as General, so.
Well, but no, but I mean, like, if you look up in, like, a Wikipedia or, like, a DC Wiki, like, how are they connected? Like, how are they cousins? Is it on the mom side or the dad side? Ryan, you've been looking at the wrong thing. George and I would be dead as vigilantes. Security Blood's dead.
Look,
over
I might have gotten Felicity on the personality quiz, but I don't have that skill.
I got Diggle. It works. Anyway, we're going to be talking about Season 10 of Supernatural, which just finished. Probably other stuff. I don't know. Laurel will probably come up at some point. We'll probably mention the parody video. Anything could happen, really. Okay. So Season 10 was clearly the best masterpiece of television of all time. Yes,
for sure.
It was so disappointing. It's not like it was unwatchable and completely awful. And part of me felt like it was because I wasn't binge-watching it that it just felt different.
That really is a big thing. You know, when I had stopped during season 6 and then I binge-watched, like, before season 8 started, I just, like, binge-watched everything, and it's so much better that way.
Yeah, there's something about Supernatural that it just works, because, like, you could watch, like, 4 episodes and have, like, a few, like, one-offs and some plot ones, and it all kind of fits together, because when they do one-off Monster of the Weeks, they acknowledge the ongoing story. Like,
yeah.
Thread's always running through it, so it feels all...
They don't do that as well as they used to, you know?
Yeah, it was really inconsistent this year with the mark.
It's
because,
so heavy on it now.
Because it was, like... with the mark this year, like, the way they reacted to it, it seemed like every episode changed. Like, the one episode, Dean would be like, I don't want your help. I can do this on my own. And then he'd be like, I need help. And they'd be like, all right, here's some help. He'd be like, I said I didn't want help. He'd be like, but you just asked for it. Well, I don't need it. It's like, what are you doing? Like, he just kept going back and forth. And, like, sometimes he would go crazy and, like, Dean would look at a french fry the wrong way and Sam would start sweating. It was like, I don't know. It was so inconsistent.
Yeah, it was definitely, that's the best word to describe the whole season.
Yeah, and the Demon Dean thing, it was so wasted.
For 4 seconds, and then it just didn't mean anything.
Like, I hate how Supernatural is so afraid to shake up the status quo.
Exactly.
Especially after going 10 seasons. Like, if this is season 3 and you're worried about doing a game changer, but damn, 10 seasons. And I would have liked to see Demon Dean at least run maybe till mid-season or almost mid-season.
That seems like a mid-season thing for me.
Like, it could have been so perfect because, like, all the previews really hyped it up, and, like, they hyped up him and Crowley teaming up, and Dean was going to be, like, a second. Yeah, exactly. It would have just been karaoke and drinking for 10 episodes. So, but, like, I remember in the previews they had a dialogue about Crowley was saying, like, he was going to help him run Hell. I'm like, the idea of Dean being Crowley's second in command for half a season was just so cool. And even it's been proven throughout the series, like, demons, yes, they are evil, but they're not like, if they see you, they start trying to mindlessly eat you. They've been worked with before.
Yeah.
Like, we have Crowley himself. You got Meg and Ruby and
the angels are worse than the demons.
Yeah. It's like they're work with them less. So we could have easily left Dean a demon and had him with Crowley a bit longer and then had him work with Sam as a demon.
Yeah, you could have just kept that forever, you know?
I don't know about forever. It would have been really weird. But at least for half a season, it was such a cool idea.
And it was just so wasted.
Yeah, and then to go back to the Mark of Cain stuff, which was also a really cool story idea, but I felt like we had already dealt with the Dean having a hard time with the Mark of Cain in the second half of season 9.
Yeah.
It was just so disappointing that we mainly went with him struggling with the mark as opposed to the demon part itself. But one thing I'll have to say is that Jensen did a great job with the acting, though.
Like, definitely.
As Demon Dean and when he had the mark in the last episode, when he was just so cold. Like, as the last episode Dean, he was, like, worse than Demon Dean in terms of evilness. Because Demon Dean was just kind of having fun.
Yeah, he was fun. He was like Dark Willow.
Yeah, if Dark Willow was not so blood hungry.
Tara's death, yeah.
Yeah, so he was having fun, and this Dean with the mark was like cold, like letting that dude die.
Yeah.
I mean, it was kind of funny. Like, just he was like, boo, and then he stabbed him. I hate to laugh at that, but but it was – he did a great job with the acting. As inconsistent as it was great material for him.
It's the dad side.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. This just in. She is not the mother. Okay. There we go.
Okay. I'm playing video games now.
Okay. So back to D. But yeah, I'm just so disappointed in that. But there was some good parts. And I did like how I'm hoping that this season makes Sam realize what Dean went through all those years when he was the one.
No more secrets, no more bringing Cass behind Dean's back.
Oh, God, yes.
It's been done 1,000 times, and it needs to stop.
It's like White Collar. It was hide secrets from each other and find boxes of the show. Oh, it's like, what box are we going to find this year?
That's such a good comparison.
It's like every time you think they're getting closer, they would betray each other again for some sort of whatever hell box you're finding.
You want more, like, psych and not White Collar.
Yeah, like, exactly. And after all they've been through, like, it's just so frustrating. Like, I don't want to sound like someone like my mom who just wants everyone to get along all the time and is mad when any storylines come up that cause conflict. But in terms of their relationship, they shouldn't be like this late into the series.
No, it's way too much. It's been going on for far too long, and they need to, you know, every family has fights or has, you know, little discrepancies, but they just get so much into this stupid cycle of betray, die, live, demon, angel.
Because the storyline last year in terms of, like, the keeping secrets was the same where Dean and I think Cass didn't know till later, but Dean and Gadriel and, like, Sam didn't know. And
so stupid.
But that was frustrating. But I hope that, this year did make Sam see, like I said, how Dean has felt all these years. Because Dean, I felt, has always been the better brother.
Yes, Dean for sure.
Sam is always my favorite.
Yep. Dean and, like, Charlie and Meg have always been my favorite.
Yeah, it's not like I don't like Sam. I don't think Sam's a bad person.
No, it's just Sam's very much set in his ways.
Yeah.
And his ways are putting his antlers in the way of every problem.
Yeah, and Dean has, like, it made me so mad last season when Sam was saying how selfish Dean was for all these times he's brought him back. Because, I mean, he sold his soul. He was willing to spend eternity in hell to bring Sam back. And Dean wouldn't have been there to enjoy Sam. That sounds really gross when I say it like that. But he did it for Sam all these times. And as repetitive as it's been, I'm hoping that this season, Sam being so desperate to save Dean all year, he got to see what Dean has gone through.
Exactly. That might be the one good thing that comes out of it this year.
I hope so, because especially after last year, which also felt really inconsistent, because Sam wanted to live after he decided not to go through with the trials. And then when Dean saved him, he's like, "What the fuck? Why'd you save me?" He's like, "Bro, you said you wanted to live." This is so confusing. So I definitely hope that comes into it next year, that he realizes that. And I mentioned to you, like, before, that I thought it was funny that when he thought at the very beginning of the season, he thought that there was just a demon running around in Dean's body, and he was more motivated to find Dean when he thought it was just Dean's Weekend at Bernie's part 3 corpse running around than he was when Dean was in purgatory. Yeah. Dean could have been anywhere. I can't believe he didn't try to look for him.
I'm going to go see a dog and then date a veterinarian.
Stupid Sam. But, like, there's a lot of little inconsistencies like that with the motivations, mainly coming from Sam, because Dean's always pretty straightforward.
Dean's had a couple slip-ups, but it's mostly Sam.
Yeah, like this season, all of a sudden, logic of, we gotta kill Sam so he doesn't come after me, was really dumb. It was a pretty emotional scene, though. I'll admit, I teared up a little bit when he put down the pictures of their mom. I'm like, fuck.
Oh, I know. That was, like, the big emotional moment of the episode.
So I thought that was a good moment, well acted and well put together, and I think led to a good resolution of it. But, there has been inconsistencies over the years with Dean, but not as nearly as Sam. Like, I think Dean's always been pretty loyal.
Yeah, Dean is very much, you know, the same guy he was in the beginning, but he's gone through so much more.
Yeah. I definitely hope that stops. I hope they are able to have a united front against this.
Yeah. They need to stop killing off all the good characters.
Yeah, Charlie's death really pissed me off.
Charlie is like Megan Kevin part 3.
And he
died in the most pointless ways.
Like, even, I think, Meg's I wasn't nearly as upset about just because Kevin and Charlie were part of, like, the sort of family they were building.
Oh, I know that, yeah.
Like, the show is about the brothers, but they slowly start building this sort of extended family, like with Bobby and Cass. And then I love how they brought Kevin into it, and then he fell asleep on us. And then Kevin was killed. And Charlie, especially when she was like, they're like my brothers, and this season in particular, she got a lot of...
She really, more than anybody, feels like the family member they've been needing.
Yeah, and especially this season, she's got a lot of focus. And even, like, I know she's more of an expensive get, and if she only shows up once a year, I'm happy. But I just think killing her was a mistake.
It, definitely.
To kill off everybody surrounding him was a dumb move. And especially since she's probably my favorite, like, secondary supernatural character. She was she's so good.
I love Felicia Day.
And, you know, even though she got killed off, I have to say, she got great storylines. Like, I love all of her episodes. Like, every time they're on TV, I have to rewatch them.
I have to watch them. I know, I'm the same way. Every time with the episode with her mom.
It was so good. And, like, she was only intended to be, like, a one-off character, too.
Yeah.
Like, the girl with the Dungeons & Dragons tattoos episode is just such a fun episode.
Yes, it is. And I wish we would get back to that.
And the LARPing episode, oh, I love it so much.
Oh.
And in this season, she got so many good episodes, too. Like, I loved her storyline with Oz and the Dark Charlie. I thought it was really cool.
That was just really cool.
It's just so unfortunate that, I mean, she could come back. I can see them using Ghost Charlie or, you know, In Heaven Charlie or whatever. But just, it's not going to be the same.
No, definitely not. It's like Bobby.
Yeah.
Bobby just does not feel the same anymore.
And they had Ghost Bobby just running around in a flask. yeah, Bobby too. Like, I feel like I'm more upset about Charlie right now because it's fresh, but Bobby was such an important part too.
Yeah.
And we talked about it on Twitter, but Garth was... He just kind of got sidelined, and I know you said he's doing a different show, but...
How expensive is DJ Qualls? I mean, he just...
the new guy.
All day.
But, like, I liked the idea, like, not completely taking over Bobby's role, but I liked that he kind of represented this new generation of it. It was really neat. And he was a fun character. So they need to get better at managing their side characters.
Uh-huh.
Except for freaking Zach and Cody's mom, because she'll do the show for a $5 bill and a Snickers bar.
Then like, Sheriff Sunshine.
Like, oh, God. I'll admit, I was entertained by their team-up episode or whatever.
I kind of liked it a bit.
Just because, like, Zach and Cody's mom just kind of like a stone, like, bee, and the other lady is just such a, oh, don't you know, I like donuts. And it was a pretty entertaining episode.
Yeah.
But just her coming back so much and then killing off the really good characters is frustrating.
And then we know that she's coming back because Castiel's daughter.
Yeah. But speaking of that, I liked that storyline a lot.
Yeah, so did I.
That was a favorite.
You know, I've been waiting for something with Jimmy and his family to come back into the fold, you know?
Yeah.
And that was the perfect fit. I'd rather have them double down on that and kill Metatron off and...
Oh, Metatron. I don't even get started.
Him and Rowena need to just die now.
Yeah, like, honestly, like, the idea of Metatron last season as a villain was really a cool idea. I liked the idea. The Scribe of God all of a sudden going crazy, and he played the role well. The concept of it was cool, and he got jailed. I think that should have been the end of it. I didn't mind them leaving him alive for bringing him back for one episode this season for the interrogation, but not now he's set free again. Ugh. It's just not something you want. I mean, it's just overkill. Now he's just annoying.
I know.
But what was I saying? Oh yeah, with Cass, like I still wish he would be with the brothers more. Like, he's always off a lot. But I did like his storylines that he had this year. Like, I really liked the storyline with Jimmy's daughter. And I also, at the beginning of the season, I actually did like his storyline with Hannah, just because I liked Cass showing someone how to be human.
Yeah.
Because it was such a great evolution of him having to learn how to be human. And I found it really funny. And just kind of an interesting dimension to it.
It was just a lot of fun.
So he had some good storylines this year to himself. And I definitely hope they bring back Crowley's daughter because I liked – or Crowley's daughter. Cass's sort of daughter, because I liked her bond with Cass and I also liked her bond with Dean.
Dean. I thought it was kind of neat. Yeah.
I was poor Sam sitting over there just being moose. Not bonding with anybody. Let's see. Oh, but now Crowley. Poor Crowley.
Oh my God.
He did not have a good year.
No, he didn't. They took, like, he had the best year last year, and then they just fucked it all up.
They did.
They brought back the worst one-off character.
And you know, essentially circling back to what happened with Dean, like, he had this opportunity for this awesome storyline with him and Dean.
Yes.
And then he spent the whole season in his house being nagged by his mom. That's not even an exaggeration. That's the storyline.
That's exactly what happened.
And this is the first year he's a series regular.
I know.
They wasted it. Oh, it could have been so good. And, Rowena. Rowena is another thing, kind of similar to Metatron, is that if she had only been there for an arc, I would have liked her okay.
Yeah,
I liked the concept of Crowley's mom being a witch that's still around because that works storyline wise.
Yeah,
she played the character okay, but after she's like overkill. Like, her calling him Fergus always kind of amused me until like the fifth time that she was on. I'm like, all right, bye. But she's
turning people into rats and
then not changing Amy back for years. But like, her just being manipulative and annoying was really dumb. She sucked so much screen time up, and it would have been really cool for a potential 2 or 3 episode arc.
Yeah.
and I would have liked it. But
the coven, the Grand Coven or whatever, that would have been a good concept if you did it fully fleshed out, made them a presence for, you know, like a partial arc in the season, and then just get rid of them after that.
Yeah, that's what, like, I thought that they were going to even maybe be a big bad. It was kind of like Arrow Season 3, where you were never clear on what the threat was.
Exactly. That's a good comparison.
Because, like, last year, with Season 8, it was, like, the closing the gates, and Season 9, it was Metatron and the Angels being fallen. And, like, this year, I mean, of course, the Mark of Cain was there, but in terms of, like, a clear big bad or big threat, it was, like, I was always waiting to find out what it was.
And there was nothing.
Yeah, not really.
At least we're going to go into Season 11 knowing that there's a big bad already.
Yeah, so that's good, but yeah, Crowley was wasted. I hope that I mean, obviously he's coming back next year, but if he goes to be a series regular again, I hope that they utilize him better. And it's unfortunate Rowena made it out.
Well,
let's see. What else is there to cover from this season? The 200th episode was just fantastic.
That was definitely a high point. One of the best episodes they've ever done.
Oh, absolutely. Their meta episodes or anything like that are just some of the best I've seen.
They're so original, and nobody else does it like them.
It was a really great high point of it, because it touched on more of those lighter moments, and it also did this really great tribute to the show. And reminded you of, like, the series' original setup. Is like, so often you can forget about the original setup with Yellow Eyes and their mom.
Yep.
Between all of the demons and the gods and all that. And they brought Chuck back, and he's pretty much God.
Yeah, I think he is God.
I think that'll come into play at some point later. And
that's
the
big final season thing. They could do that.
Yeah, I kind of... For some reason, I always assume that Lucifer is going to be readdressed in the final season.
Yeah, me too.
I thought they were going to bring that back actually this season somehow and bring back their brother who's still stuck in the cage.
Oh, my God.
He's going to be pissed.
Pissed.
Like, because Dean was in hell, like, our time for, like, a few months, and so was Sam. It was, like, a couple months in the real time for Earth. But, like, in hell, it's, like, what, hundreds of years or something? Or decades? Yeah. Yeah, so, like, Dean was down there a long time. Sam's soul was down there a long time. And it's been 5+ years now. So that's, like, thousands upon thousands of years that he's spent in hell being tortured by Michael and Lucifer.
It's going to be, like, Connor times a million.
Oh, my God. That sounds terrible. He's going to sleep with Cordy.
Oh, no. They're going to have a black baby who's going to get trapped.
Oh, God. But... they definitely have to bring that back. I don't necessarily like the brother as a character, but...
No, I didn't like him a whole lot, but they need to address it, even if it's a new actor.
Yeah, because it seemed funny that... I mean, they brought it up, obviously, because it was part of the history, but, like, the look they gave each other. I honestly thought they were going to address it this year.
Yeah.
But I imagine at some point before the series ends, they will. But the 200th episode was really good. There was a bunch of one-offs that I enjoyed, like, that seemed really random that I didn't think I would. Like, I really liked the internet one with, like, that guy. It's because it was a really fun episode for Dean, like, him just eating all of the different foods they had.
I loved it.
And getting a kick out of the fraternity being called STD. Like, it's just, I like having episodes every now and then like that just remind you of, like, the funner older one-off episodes.
I liked the one where Dean became a kid again.
Oh, that was great. The kid that played him did such a good job.
I want him to be Iron Fist so bad. He's perfect. Like,
Iron Dean.
Iron Dean.
But he did.
I liked the one with they brought the werewolf girl back from season 8.
Oh, yeah, that was a really good episode, found footage one.
Yeah.
That was really cool. Yeah, that was a good episode, too. I forgot about that one.
I, like, did a bunch of research right before so that I didn't forget.
Yeah, it's hard, especially when you watch them all close together. Like, I thought that was from season 9, because I watched everything so close.
Yeah.
Wait,
it might be season 9, but I think it's season 8.
But regardless, it was a good callback, and... And that kid, like, he did a great young Dean.
He's so good.
Didn't he play him in a different flashback or something?
Yeah, he was in the flashback episode where Dean was at the foster house or whatever.
Yeah. But, like, this one in particular, because he wasn't playing young Dean, he was playing old Dean, he got his mannerisms, like, perfect.
Perfect.
It was crazy.
So good.
But there was a bunch of good one-off episodes. Like, as a whole, this season just wasn't completely awful. It was just very uneven and one of the weaker ones.
So inconsistent.
I think, like, maybe when the DVD comes out, I might binge it and see how if it feels any different. Just because I've been watched, like, all of Supernatural last summer, like, 9 seasons in a row. So everything felt very different. So, like, part of me wants to wait and binge season 11, but part of me doesn't know if I can wait.
That's like, how it feels all the time because it's so tough, you know?
I think what I might do is, like, watch the premiere because I'm so curious about the Starkness thing. And then maybe save up the half season and then binge it at the halfway point. And then save up the second half and binge watch that. So that way I don't have to wait too long.
Yeah.
But I don't have to completely wait. I think that might be my plan. But I can't see myself not watching the premiere when it happens because the Darkness does sound pretty intriguing. It's like this enemy that predates everything.
And they killed Death.
Yeah. And that was supposedly not possible. I thought you couldn't kill any of the horses.
Yeah. That was like the weirdest thing.
And it could easily be addressed, you know, he could pop up with a taco or something and be like,
yeah,
that wasn't very nice. But, yeah, I mean, it was his own scythe, but when they went through that whole storyline in season 5 when they were going after the horsemen, they're like, you can't kill them, you can only cut off their rings.
Yeah. So,
that was weird. It was nice to see him again, though. It's been a while. Like, what was it, season 6, I think?
Yeah, season 6 or 7.
Because the last time I remember him, I mean, he could have appeared between I Just Don't, but the last time I remember him is when Sam lost his soul and Dean wanted him to get it out of the cage.
Yeah.
So it's been a while. And of course, they bring back another, like, older side character and kill him off, like, immediately.
I know. I like Death. He was a fun character.
I just loved his love for fast food.
Oh, I know. Best thing ever.
But, yeah, it's a very interesting setup. And it's kind of interesting that whatever is happening now is kind of Sam's fault for pursuing this so aggressively. Mm-hmm. And, like, their relationship being kind of toxic towards that. But but it's definitely going to – I'm really curious how it's going to manifest. Is it going to be like Leviathan where they're just in a bunch of people? Or is it going to be like one person? I mean, it's going to have to take some sort of form, I imagine.
Yeah, definitely. Some kind of person or group of people. I don't know.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting new setup. I have to give it to them. As uneven as certain seasons are, they always do a great job of leading into each other.
Definitely. Like, they have, like, cliffhangers nailed.
Yeah, like, since the very beginning, like, every season plot has led into one another. Like,
yeah.
Season 6 season leading to 7. Oh, yeah, the Leviathan. Because the Leviathan with Cass absorbing him. And then you had Dean going into Purgatory. And then you had the angels falling. And then Demon Dean. And now the Darkness. It all flows seamlessly, which is really cool when you're doing a binge. Because it's all like one giant movie.
One big story, for sure.
And so even the what I think was the weakest storyline, which was the Purgatory quest in season 6 led into it well. I'm hoping next year is better.
Me too. They really need to pick it up again.
I still enjoy the show.
Fun, less witch bitch.
Yeah, she needs to go like by mid season. if she's gonna stick around, at least don't. You know, force Crowley to have only scenes with her.
I know. Else. Oh my god. If you want, just have her be like a big bad with the Winchesters, you know, just have a couple scenes, you know, throughout the season, and then they wipe the floor with her.
Yeah, honestly, it was too much.
Way too much.
And then
Charlie scanned the book and it's in the cloud somewhere.
that could come back.
Yeah. That could be how they kill her.
I like the idea of the Book of the Damned being in the cloud.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. One thing I want to mention is I really wasn't a huge fan of the Stein family.
No.
Storyline.
So boring.
Although it was a prime example of the fact that Supernatural literally tackles everything you could ever think of. Like it's crazy.
Once upon a time.
It is. Like, they've done Frankenstein, they've done Zeus, they've done the biblical stuff. Like, they do every single thing you could think of. They've done it. Yeah, and I like how... But Slenderman's still fake. Like, I like that. Yeah. It's great. But, yeah, that wasn't... I mean, I kind of respect the idea behind it, but it just wasn't executed very well.
Yeah. It was just really weird.
It was like a weird tacked-on element. I think it didn't help that the season didn't have a focus this year.
Yeah. They need, a really big bad next year.
Yeah, they need some sort of enemy. Like, the Mark of Cain, like, the scar on his arm obviously was pressing, but that being the main conflict... Well, kind of narratively mess them up, I think, because they're used to having that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's much else to say. You know who's someone they haven't brought back in a while? Is there, like, in any sort of flashback or ghost or whatever, is their dad, Denny, from Grey's Anatomy. Is there a reason they never use him?
He's busy. He does a million things.
Just like,
they could even use the young version of him.
Yeah, that's true. Because they've used him a lot, and they used the young Cupid. And they haven't used their mom in a while. She was in that video, though, which I thought was kind of neat.
Yeah.
Parody video. But
so was the young dad.
Yeah, and so I don't know. I hope sometime before the end of the series we get to see him again.
I want, a million people throughout the final season.
Yeah, but it's just like their dad was such a huge part of the early arc.
I know.
I'm kind of just curious his reaction to everything they've been through since. Like, it was such a small world in the first two seasons compared to what they're hunting to, like, the level they're on now.
I know.
I always laugh when I rewatch that episode, which I'm assuming was definitely a foreshadowing, but that episode which questioned the existence of angels and Dean was like, lol, no. And it's just so funny because he was more involved with them than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
That was actually a really good episode. Now that
it was.
When you think about what happens later.
I loved that episode.
But yeah, I'd like to see him again, just because it was such an important part of the first bit of the show. Like, him specifically, the older version of him.
Yeah, yeah.
And they've been through so much since the beginning. Like I said, sometimes the original setup and motivations of the show get lost in the shuffle. But yeah. I still really do enjoy the show. Like, I'm really glad I got into it. It's like this whole thing that I probably deleted.
I got back into it.
Yeah, I probably deleted like so much school information to make room for all of this. But it's like it's like the amount of stuff I've learned. Like, I have way too many different supernatural genre lore in my head. Like, I have this show's lore and Buffy's and Sleepy Hollow's. It's like all these different like methods of killing creatures depending on what universe you're in. It's like stakes work in Buffy, but they don't work in Supernatural.
Yeah.
It's like all this different stuff.
Just wait till you start the Vampire Diaries.
Yeah, that's on the list. It's going to be pretty much after Dollhouse.
Yeah, you don't have a stake. You have a wooden magic tree.
What?
Sharp thing. Yeah, like they make it out of this special white tree that grows in the woods in Romania.
That's weird.
And there's like 12 of them in the world. So,
well, at least that's interesting. I mean, it's a different take on it.
There's a good mythology in that show, but there's a lot of walking and whining.
What is it, Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
They really need a public transportation system in Middle Earth, like, for real. It's insane. I'm looking forward to at least seeing it, so that I pretty much just watch everything on that channel.
Yeah, oh, well, it's a great show, and I would say the originals isn't as fun, but, it still adds something to the lore.
Yeah.
They're worth watching. They're not the best shows ever, but there's, like, some really good characters.
Yeah, I need something in that whole genre to watch this summer to, like, match up with last summer a little bit. All right, is there any other topics for Ramble Time? I don't think so.
I don't know.
Because everything's gone.
Yeah, everything
we don't know what happened. Because it's still, like, next month there's a bunch of stuff happening. Like I mentioned about Falling Skies. I know Teen Wolf is next month. Orange is the New Black is next month. So there's a lot happening. But not necessarily all for Ramble Time all the time. But it's like, what are we going to talk about? Toku? Flash is gone. Arrow?
everything that matters. I can't wait for Scream. I don't know if that's something you're...
I might check that out. I've watched most of the older movies, so I might check that out. Just because I'd like to have more stuff to watch during the summer.
Yeah. Definitely, that's the main reason. That's why I got into Pretty Little Liars and stuff. You know, I needed something to watch in the summer.
All right. Brian, you listening? Did you fall asleep too? Brilliant impersonation of a sleeping person.
Thought so.
All right, so now it's time for
Final Things MP3.
Final Things.
I have a thingy, and it's not final.
Brian, settle down. Drink too much Mountain Dew during that break. All right, so. I hope people watch Supernatural so they were able to take something away from that.
Yeah.
I just really wanted to talk about it. Like,
me too. Me too.
And there was not much else. And it's just like there's not much else in Ramble Time right now. It's funny how that kind of became the main part of the show. In regards to the Facebook question that I keep forgetting, I'm going to try to get that up this week. I think it was Black Rangers. I honestly meant to do it this week, but I remembered it, like, I think on maybe Monday, and I just didn't want to give only 2 days, so I'm going to try to remember that this week. I might even, if I remember it tomorrow, I might put it up before the new episode of the podcast goes out, so you might see it before this episode comes out. That's not going to make any difference now. That's not going to help you. But, like, I just don't want people to think it's going to be read in this episode, because obviously it's not. But if I remember it tomorrow, I might try to just get a head start on it before I forget. I'll probably forget everything I just said, so don't even listen to me.
I'll tweet you, like, 2 days from now.
Like, you forgot to do it again. Damn it! And then I'll forget again. Why am I in charge of things?
I don't know.
Play us out, Brian.